The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and we have been in the past on this edition of the show talking about rape, females raping males, and we're not through that discussion yet. We should return to that. Also, we ended up going off on a tangent about karma and sort of the universe and connectedness, etc. You're welcome to share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind here at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
One thing's for sure about karma is that people don't agree on what it actually means. That's about the only thing that's for sure about karma. According to the Wikipedia article, karma is the executed deed, work, action, or act, and it is also the object, the intent. Karma is explained by contrasting it with another Sanskrit word, kriya. Kriya, I think. The word kriya is the activity along with the steps and effort in action, while karma is the executed action as a consequence of that activity, as well as the intention of the actor behind an executed action or a planned action. Good action creates good karma, as does good intent. A bad action creates bad karma, as does bad intent. Karma also refers to a conceptual principle that originated in India, often descriptively called the principle of karma, sometimes as the karma theory or the law of karma. In the context of theory, karma is complex and difficult to define. Different schools of Indologists derive different definitions for the karma concept from ancient Indian texts. Their definition is some combination of 1. Causality that may be ethical or non-ethical. 2. Ethicization, that is, good or bad actions have consequences. And 3. Rebirth. Other Indologists include the meaning of karma as that which explains the present circumstances of an individual with reference to his or her actions in the past. These actions may be those in a person's current life, or in some schools of Indian traditions, possibly actions of their past lives. Furthermore, the consequences may result in current life or in a person's future lives. The difficulty in arriving at a definition for karma arises because of the diversity of views among the various schools of Hinduism that coexist and thrive. Some schools, for example, consider karma and rebirth linked and simultaneously essential. Others consider karma essential but not rebirth. And a few schools of Hinduism discuss and conclude karma and rebirth as flawed fiction. Buddhism and Jainism have their karma precepts. Karma thus has not one, rather multiple definitions and different meanings.
Yeah, this is just inside of Hinduism. Yeah. Let's not forget that we don't live where Hinduism is generally practiced. So when the term is used in my life, it is generally used by people who are not Hindus, talking to people who are not Hindus, about stuff that has nothing to do with Hinduism. So there's this other sort of extra definitional definition of karma, too, which is to say something like the Golden Rule or, reap what you sow.
It's a concept whose meaning, importance, and scope varies between Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, and other traditions that originated in India and various schools in each of these traditions. O'Flaherty claims that, furthermore, there's an ongoing debate regarding whether karma is a theory, a model, a paradigm, a metaphor, or a metaphysical stance. So you decide. We go to the phones here. James is on the line in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Ian?
James, Ian? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize.
The military?
Mark, it's on your Facebook page. You know that, right?
Okay. Is that on my Facebook page?
Buddy. Hey, Mark, why don't you be my buddy and tell that pothead provocateur overlord of yours to take his finger off the nuke button?
He's not on the nuke button right now, and he doesn't rule over you so much as he rules over the show. But I can see.
Are you suggesting that I rule over Mark? Because that's not true.
But anyway, I want to was thinking a second time, Mark, about your fascinating two questions that are short and easy to repeat to your audience that you interjected on me on Sunday.
Okay. Can you reset us and tell the audience what we're talking about here?
Well, what did the United States do that was anything different than the empires of France, Great Britain, Germany?
What did Japan do? What did Japan do that was any different than the empires of the United States?
And I was thinking, what did the United States do differently? The four countries you just named, are all rich, prosperous, and are free to elect whoever they want, good or bad, for the last 70 years, while they've had occupiers in their country. And then I was like, geez, the other question you asked me about, don't you agree that the U.S. getting involved with the war in the Far East, that is, empowered, as you say, Mao Tse-tung? Well, no, I don't agree with you, Mark. And the funny thing is, what I was thinking about there, too, is that it didn't have anything more to do, us getting involved in that war had nothing more to do with that than the dozen or so flyboys that toasted to sake at sunrise and then flew over Pearl Harbor and dropped a bunch of bombs on my dad's buddies and murdered them any more than the McCullough memo did. It's just nonsense that you like to interject because you believe stuff that's not true. But take a look at
what stuff do you think I don't believe? So I believe the McCullough memo exists.
McCullough memo had nothing to do with us having bombs dropped on Pearl Harbor. Nothing.
Well,
they were already up to doing that.
Do you think that the U.S. embargo on oil companies from the U.S. not being able to ship oil to Japan had anything to do with the bombing of Pearl Harbor?
So that I'll answer that with a question. You don't believe that the people that wanted to embargo Japan already knew that Japanese was an evil empire murdering millions of Chinese? That's why we blockaded them.
That's what happened.
That's why we stopped trading with
Absolutely.
Germany after they started bombing people. But I wanted to answer about the empowering Mao Tse-tung.
Do you think it's interesting, though, that nothing good was going on in Russia, but the United States decided to pair up with them in World War II? So consider that. What's that?
We used Russia and we used Stalin, and after everything was said and done and the evil empire of Germany was defeated, like I've already said, we should have executed that mass murderer buddy of his that started World War II with him in Poland. Because Poland got invaded from two different directions. And by the way, that's another stupid thing you once said on your podcast about me being ethnocentric because the war was basically a war between Stalin and Hitler. Well, who woke up on June 22nd, 1941, and couldn't believe Hitler had invaded Russia, or Ukraine, that is? Who couldn't believe it and was outraged and couldn't believe that we effed it all up? It was what Stalin said to his comrades, the communist revolution, that is. But again, back to all the nonsense you believe is because you listen to progressive.
The major military actions in the European theater of World War II happened on the Eastern Front, the Ostfront. And that's what I was trying to get across, and I don't know why you think that's stupid.
Because not even Stalin could believe that Hitler was invading his empire.
All he had to do was read Mein Kampf.
They were together, and they had a detente for 2 years while Germany was ghettoizing people, then putting them on transports while they were building Auschwitz and all the other concentration camps.
All he had to do was read Mein Kampf.
I know that. They should have. People should have taken him seriously, but they didn't.
Woodrow Wilson should have taken his oath to stay out of foreign wars seriously and not invaded, not have participated in the Western Front in World War I.
I'm sorry to interrupt y'all's debate here. Hey, James.
Starting World War II?
James.
James,
I got a question for you, James. You had told the call screener you wanted to talk about karma, but you haven't really talked about karma. Did you lie to our call screener?
No. What about karma? What did Japan, the innocent kids in Nagasaki and Hiroshima deserve that bad karma? Not to mention, like I said to one of my Jewish friends, who of course is secular, who told me he believed in karma. I said, really? What did your ancestors do to deserve being is shoved in the gas chambers. The little kids and women and children, what do? Nothing. Karma is a bunch of New Age BS that you guys just indulge a lot in for a half
Thanks
hour.
For the call, James. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, lots a lot more friendly than you are, Whit. And no, it wasn't a half hour. It's one segment.
Hey, hey, don't call him Whit.
Oh, that's
Only
right.
Only his friends get to call him Whit.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a friend of James. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here, and this is Free Talk Live.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
This Tuesday, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He seems an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's good karma when you call in to Free Talk Live. So we've been talking about karma, but also rape earlier on in the show. We can come back around to that topic as well. And Johnny Ray, I think you still have game. Do you have a game of the week this week?
A little bit.
Yeah, because you started one last week that you hadn't barely done more than scratch the surface of. So I think we have to talk more about that. But also, your calls are welcome. We're going to go to those calls in a moment. Want to let you know about BuzzBox Coffee. They've got some delicious coffee, and you can get a whole pound for free.
Yeah, and it's really great coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com, sign up for the subscription there. You can cancel the subscription anytime. It's one of those subscription programs, and it's it'll get you a free pound of coffee. You pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the coffee. And it's really, really good coffee. It's the best of the best coffee. It's top 1% grade Arabica beans that are completely organic and shade grown. One thing, we got a little information from a listener that shade-grown coffee is great for songbirds here in North America. Many of the North American songbirds go down during the winter and hang out in the shade-grown coffee fields. So when you support shade-grown coffee, not sun-grown Robusto coffee, like most coffee is, when you support shade-grown coffee, you're helping the birds out, too. And besides that, when you get BuzzBox coffee, you maintain your subscription through BuzzBox. You will be helping people around the world, because for every 10 people that order their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, and thank you to everyone who does, thank you so much, we're able to offer a new microloan to another family somewhere in the world to be able to buy whatever it is that they need, whether maybe they need a cow to pull a plow, maybe they need a plow, maybe they need a bicycle, or, you know, some kind of item to make a storefront work. I don't know what they need, but they do. You can give them that hand up that's going to change their life simply by changing who you get your coffee from. Just change that. And they make it easy for you. The coffee's delivered right to your work or office or home or wherever it is. And you don't have to think about coffee anymore. Order a little extra. If you end up with an extra pound of coffee, no problem. Give this delicious coffee as a gift. And then maybe somebody else will decide that it's a good idea to support BuzzBox Coffee too. So, again, coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound to get started.
Let's go to Chris in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live listening to KZNU. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
First off, this is the last time I ever use a prepaid cell phone to call into a radio program. Holy crap. Anyway, I was wondering if you have ever brought up the subject of the missing 13th Amendment. I've only known about your show for about 2 weeks now.
Yeah, that's been brought up in the past. Essentially, the claim, as I understand it, is that prior to the 13th Amendment as exists in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or I guess the Bill of Rights is only through 10, but the amendments of the Constitution, that there was one proposed that would have limited the ability of attorneys to be elected to public office. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, I was just watching. Once I heard about it, I kind of went, holy cow, and started researching it, and I was just listening to some testimony. And actually, I believe it was even in New Hampshire at a special committee up at the State House, whatever it's called up there. Apparently the bill was actually ratified, and it was actually the 14th Amendment was actually written up after that, which is now the 13th Amendment, and it was accepted as law, and there's plenty of proof through that it was printed up as law all the way up until about 1869, 1870.
So what happened to it?
Well, the Act of 1871, apparently.
What does that mean? What happened to it?
Well, it just kind of disappeared. It just got erased without any repeal. It just... That's the big question. That's the million-dollar question. Technically, I guess it would still be law.
Well, good luck getting the attorneys to agree.
This is really the problem with laws, is that they're enforced by people who, you know, they don't spend the time researching that you and I do. They're just told, hey, go do this, and they do it.
Right, right. Yeah,
mean, it's a good idea, right? Like, to not allow attorneys to be elected to a government office. I think that's a good idea.
I think that's an awesome idea. I think that would change everything.
Which would explain why they would junk it.
When you look at the U.S. House, the Senate, and the 49 other states, you will see that in every one of those bodies, the majority of people that had jobs at any point, the majority of those people, lawyers. I think if you just say the majority
of people... I don't think that's true in New Hampshire.
No, not in... I said 49 other states.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Right, there's one state that doesn't. And that's New Hampshire, because we have the citizen legislature of 400 people, and that gets paid $100 a year.
Right, the attorney's not prohibited from becoming a legislator.
They just won't do it because they can't, you know.
There's not enough power.
Generally, right. Well, it's power and money. Consider that unsuccessful attorneys often run for office.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, it's hard to get out here and chase ambulances or whatever, and, you know, help criminals or whatever it is that they do. They're like, I just need to get a job in the legislature. That would be awesome. And they go and do it, and they get paid a reasonably good income. Plus, there's all the backdoor deals and stuff like that. That doesn't happen in New Hampshire.
So, Chris, were you concerned at the beginning of your call about the amount of time you've spent on hold?
I was just playing around. Yeah, it took a while.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you should, first of all, it wasn't as long as some people have held on this show. But what you should do is get one of those unlimited plans. I mean, they've got prepaid phones where you can get unlimited minutes. They do exist. I get one.
Yeah,
mine's from Straight Talk.
Yeah, I haven't had a cell phone for over 5 years, and I actually loved it, but I just had to get one for work, and I make 300 minutes last 4 months, you know, so.
Yeah, I heard you. All right. Well, Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You can always find a payphone and dial us up toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Appreciate hearing from you.
Skype.
Or Skype. Yeah, Skype into the show. Username there, lrn.fm. In that case, you can talk and hold as long as you'd like.
Did Chris explain this 13th Amendment? I was just reading about it while he was talking, and I probably should have been listening to him.
I kind of explained it a little bit. The idea was that it was a prohibition on people with the term esquire, so an attorney, for instance, with a prohibition on that person holding office in the United States, that they would not be able to be a representative or a senator or something like that.
Right, esquire being a title of nobility or honor.
Yeah, that's the title given to attorneys, generally.
Usually that's what it means. It doesn't always mean attorney, but it always means attorney.
Exactly. Was there more that you wanted to share on it, Johnny Ray?
I was just looking at it here in Daily Kos. If any citizen, this is the mystery 13th Amendment. If any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without the consent of Congress, accept and retain any present pension, office, or emolument of any kind, whatever, from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States and shall be incapable of holding any office of trust or profit under them or either of them. And
yeah, I mean, there's some evidence for the claims that this thing did exist at some point.
The reason lawyers would have been prohibited is because the International Bar Association was chartered by the King of England and headquartered in London. So any American lawyer who uses the term esquire would be in violation of the Constitution.
But so was that how it was enforced, this amendment? Was that how it was enforced, or is this an extrapolation?
I don't know how long it was on the books.
Well, he claimed until 1870 or so. Does that mean there were no lawyers in Congress or the Senate from the time of, 1820 to 1860? We should be able to figure that out.
Let us know if you find out. 855-450-FREE. Take control here on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website. There's all kinds of features there, and we give them to you. Go check it out at freetalklive.com.
So I've started using a new product, and Ian, have you begun using your My Magic Mud yet?
No, I intended to last night, but I spaced out.
Okay.
I didn't do it.
Well, this stuff...
I want to, though.
It's very interesting stuff. It is a...
I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's a holistic remedy for your teeth that removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria that cause cavities. Now, what it is it's charcoal, coconut shell charcoal, and, some kind of bentonite clay, and... It bonds with, it bonds with things. I mean, it's a chemical reaction. So it grabs a hold of stuff in your mouth and kind of pulls it out and, you spit it out and it goes away. I brush for 2 minutes. And another thing it does is it really whitens.
Seems counterintuitive. I mean, this is black powder. How is it that can whiten your teeth?
It's black, and I got to say, it's a very fine powder, so it can be a little messy. You got to be right over the sink when you brush with it. But it whitens like you wouldn't believe. Within four, I had some coffee stains from drinking coffee. Anybody who listens to the show on a regular basis knows I drink decaf coffee and about a pot of it a day. Mm-hmm. And I had some stains from drinking coffee. I saw market improvement in one application, and and within four applications, the coffee stains were removed from my teeth anywhere that a toothbrush can get. And
wow.
It just zoop, gone. The last time I had to kind of work on one spot where there's kind of a crease in my tooth and just to make sure it was all gone, that's why I have to say four instead of three. But it really, really, really whitens teeth. Now, it whitens teeth to their natural whiteness, not this kind of freaky day-glow white that you can get from chemical whiteners. But I, for this, if it was just this one thing that it did, that would be amazing. But it, when they, another experience I had is when they say it sort of detoxifies is one time I had drank some wine before I was going to bed, and I decided to use my magic mud to brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I could kind of feel the wine taste disappear as I went around. There's no sort of chemically soapy taste like toothpaste has. It just it tastes like nothing essentially. Mm. And just the sort of the wine feeling would disappear around my teeth as I would brush sort of around my mouth. I thought it was just an amazing experience. It was created by this gal Jessica Armand, and she's a liberty loving homeschool mother of three, and she's attending Pork Fest this year with
cool.
us. So they'll be, as I understand it, they're liable to have sort of a testing station where you can try this while you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So and they're jars for sale and that kind of thing.
She also does the Liberty Beat news. She's a news lady, which is really cool.
Yeah, here with LRN.FM, so it's great. You can purchase a jar, of course, on the website at mymagicmud.com. It's mymagicmud.com, and there you can listen to an interview with a biological dentist, Dr. G. Griffin Cole, who explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. Again, mymagicmud.com. I love this product. I use it I'm using it every day right now, kind of going through a regimen I've set up for myself for, you know, the first month, and then I'm going to, you know, back off to maybe once every other day. It's well worth the try. I'm really impressed by this stuff. There's no voodoo. This thing's all about science.
Carbon sucks up everything.
It does. I mean, this is why they use it in filters, because it'll get a hold of the minerals and that kind of thing. And I'm just amazed by it. I had a little gingivitis issue, and I want to make sure that I'm doing whatever I can to remove bacteria from my mouth.
Let's go to the phones to Skype, where Garrett is on the line in Baltimore. Garrett, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, what's up? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're fine. Go ahead.
Excellent. Cool. I wanted to speak a little bit about how I don't want to talk about rape. And I'd really love to chat with Johnny Ray a little bit about this mobile cell phone game that I downloaded based on his suggestion.
Johnny Ray's game of the week. All right, which of his games of the week did you download?
All right, it's called Shattered Planet.
Yes, this was the RPG, if I'm recalling correctly, where you're going and killing little beasties.
Uh huh. Johnny, it's pretty intense, dude. I haven't gotten very far. I think I've killed a couple of clones at this point, but apparently that's okay in this game. If you die, it's cool. You just pick up where you left off, right?
Yeah, you always die. The clone always dies. And the idea is just to try and do the best you can while you're alive.
Yeah,
that's your metaphor for life.
It's great for people like me who suck at video games. Because this is the first game that is acceptable for you to die and just keep continuing on. You don't need to put in 50 more cents to continue. You can just keep on playing.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but that whole putting 50 cents thing in has been gone for a long time.
Well, and a lot of games these days are pretty tolerant towards the player dying. I mean, for instance, in the Borderlands game series, you can die as many times as you want in that game. All you really lose is money. And, of course, money's plentiful, so...
Yeah, and when you say money, you're talking about some fictional in-game currency.
Yeah, in-game currency.
You know what Borderlands has going for it? They have a great artistic style to that entire video game. It's a fun game to just look at.
I agree. It's got an interesting artwork style. I don't know what you call it. I'm sure there's a name for it, but it looks very distinct.
It's like a three-dimensional comic book or something.
Yeah, it does have that sort of cel-shaded feel to it. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but it does have that, and it looks beautiful.
Real thick fills on the lines and everything, and, you know, a bunch of really cool weapons and stuff. But now, I hate to say that I want to stop talking about video games for a minute, just to let, I mean, you guys are big Porkfest fans. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Coming up June 22nd through the 29th. We will be there, and we look forward to seeing you. I presume you're going to be there. You're there, it seems like, every year, Garrett.
Since 2010.
Excellent.
Yeah, this will be, so I guess we're 5 years running now. That's where I met my girlfriend back
in. Really?
Let me rephrase that. That's where I met my fiance.
Oh, that's nice.
Congratulations.
What are the odds? I mean, she's there in the Baltimore area, and you just happen to meet her at Porkfest?
Nope. She came from Jersey. We met at Porkfest, and I quickly stole her away from that terrible, terrible state.
And you brought her to Baltimore.
And I brought her to a worse state.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's better. I'm not sure if Baltimore is an improvement.
You gallant knight, you.
New Jersey.
I had work, and it was easy for her to find work.
All right, so what's happening at Porkfest for you? I mean, what did you want to talk about?
So we're going to do a little, we're calling it Porkfest Game Space. I don't know if it's hit the calendar yet, but we want to get together every early afternoon and just play some of our favorite board games together with people.
Oh, excellent.
You know, like you get a lot of these 2 to 4 player people or games, and then you don't have enough people to play. So I'd like to suggest everybody get there. If you Google, if you search it on Facebook, you will find it. Just search for Porkfest Game Space. It's up there. It's live. Like, people are talking. It's a little dull right now. It was really exciting in the beginning. I think there's already like 80 plus members.
I can see Johnny Ray coming by there with some Dominion. Johnny Ray, you think you're
there? We go.
For that?
Yeah, definitely.
Go.
Yeah, because Johnny Ray, while he does tend to focus on video games on the air for his game of the week, he's a big Dominion fanatic.
Dominion is a fantastic game, but I must say that the computer versions of it are superior.
You like it better, yeah. Well, Garrett, thanks for the heads up on that. We'll look forward to seeing you in a few weeks, and thanks for the call tonight. That's Garrett from Baltimore coming up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's certainly not the first time that board games have been something to do while you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but I don't know if it's been as well organized as it sounds like it's going to be this year, so very cool.
The first significant experience I ever had with you, Ian, was playing a game of Risk.
Wow, at Porkfest.
At the fun tent, the Sickle CAI fun tent.
That was a long time ago. All right, so anyway, go.
You know, it still burns me, that game. I got knocked out in the first round, and it irks me, because I am so good at Risk.
Wasn't that like my first game playing Risk? I don't know.
You know, it's those early die rolls that really determine Risk. And
PORCFEST.com. You can come on up, maybe play a game of Dominion with Johnny Ray, or who knows what other games are going to be on hand for this. Of course, there's all kinds of other things that are going on during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. We'll come back with more here in moments. And Johnny Ray's actual game of the week. We'll get to that, too. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plenty of time here for you to sneak your thoughts in these remaining moments of this edition of Free Talk Live. If you don't get in tonight, no problem. We do it every single night of the week, 7 nights a week, live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you're not hearing us live in that time frame, your radio station you're listening to may be delayed broadcasting the show, or you may be delaying the show by listening to our podcast. But either way, if you want to interact with us, just mark your calendar to call in during the appropriate time frame, and then you can listen to yourself later on. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please become a supporter of the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send $5 a month in to the AMP program. We take that, invest it into Free Talk Live, use it to get on more radio stations. We are approaching 150 radio stations, which is very exciting. There are no other shows with a Liberty perspective that are on nearly as many stations. So thank you to our Free Talk Live amplifiers for helping us make that possible. It also helps us bring listeners online on board as well through Google AdWords. And right now, when you become a Free Talk Live amplifier, the money that you contribute is doubled. It's matched by a group of very generous individuals who pledge to match up to $950 per month. We're currently raising, I think, around $7-something of that, $950. So we still can raise more and have that matched. So please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. There's bonus reason to do it, which is that not only will it be matched by our generous contributors for the next several months, but also, when you AMP, you can get that AMP back. You can get your amount that you've pledged for that first month, $5 or $10 or whatever amount you choose, you can get that back as Bitcoin. So if you want to take advantage of that, when you sign up at amp.freetalklive.com, just send me an email at ian@freetalklive.com and include your Bitcoin address, and I will make sure that you get that Bitcoin over to you.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Johnny Ray, last week you had brought up a game for your Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, and you barely had a chance to really scratch the surface of it. What was it called again?
Magicka. That's with CK, Magicka.
And this was not a phone-based game, correct? This was for your laptop?
Steam game, and I'm playing it on my tablet.
All right, so tell me more about it. You've had a chance to play it a little bit further than you did last week.
Yep, it costs $9.99, and
it's
got a that's expensive, isn't it, Mark?
These are the phone based games.
No. This is Steam. This is for your computer.
This is a PC game.
So it's on this. Is this a flash game?
No, Steam is a digital delivery service from Valve, who is a game publisher. And they're pushing out all kinds of games.
I guess I don't know what the hell I'm talking about then. Okay.
Yeah, from AAA titles to the simple, from free to $70 or more.
So Steam originally started as a delivery system for Valve games, right? If I'm recalling correctly, it's a product that you install on your computer, where you would go into this thing and you could buy a game digitally rather than going to the store and buying it. Years ago, when Steam came out, this was a new way to receive a game from a game company. You're essentially getting it directly from the game company in that case. And then they started getting into partnerships with other game distributors and independent game makers. And now apparently there's quite a variety of games from all different companies available through the Steam platform. So if anybody's familiar with the Xbox or the PS3, the PlayStation 3 or 4, they have their own game delivery systems, right? So you can go into your PlayStation 3 and you can, or your Xbox, and you can order up games and they're downloaded and they're installed into your Xbox. Steam does the same thing for your personal computer.
Yep.
Magicka has got a look like Gauntlet, and it is, I think it will shine. I think it will be the most fun when you're playing with your Steam buddies.
Okay.
And I have only played single player. You're a mage. You've got an overarching quest that is very derivative of all the fantasy tropes. And the game sells itself on its sense of humor, among other things. And I'll get back to that in a minute. But the way you play the game is you walk around your world, and you've got you walk around Gandalf style with a staff in one hand and a sword in the other, and you've got your left hand.
Gandalf used no sword.
Yes, he did. It was Glamdring, I think.
All right.
Or Foehammer or something. You have got under your left hand, when I say you, I'm talking about the player, you've got Q-W-E-R-A-S-D-F, and those keys are all bound to 8 quote-unquote elements that you can combine. You can, these elements being fire, earth, water, ice, arcane, lightning, shield, and life.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you say, press F for fire, and then press your right mouse button, and you're going to shoot some kind of fire out. Maybe you combine fire with water, and then you could scald your enemies with steam. So the fun of the game is to discover these new combinations.
Do you discover them as you play, you learn them, or is it just you can just press keys and come up with new combos?
You can experiment and come up with these combos. Also, as you're playing, sometimes you'll find a book, mm-hmm. which will give you a recipe, if you will, for a new spell. The jokes I found to be a little weak, and so I think that I'm not going to be able to enjoy the game too much unless I round up some people to play with me. And
meaning the single player is just too arduous to handle the plot? At least it's just too lame?
Yeah, too lame.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Ian, I've only been playing this game for an hour, so the writing could get better. It's possible, but I think normally in these situations, the writing will always start at a high level, and then at the end, when the developers are sick of making the game, then the story gets progressively worse.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that they put you put your best foot forward.
And I would like to say that Shattered Planet is really just for it kind of wore out its welcome with me.
This is the one that Garrett was talking about earlier.
Yeah, I didn't have the courage to share my true feelings while he was on the phone. But it's just in Shattered Planet, the goal is to get new items because your clone dies every time you play. And the only thing new about him, for the most part, is the equipment that you equip to him. And the game is just a giant collection of content. So I can get a bandana or an Imperial Stormtrooper's helmet or something. So it's these cute little weapons and items that you can equip to yourself before you go down to the planet and kill these cute little monsters. But it doesn't introduce anything really new or exciting in terms of the gameplay.
So there's no real motivation to continue hacking away at it?
Yeah, it's just looking at new pictures, new colors, that sort of thing.
Got it. So you're done with that game.
Yeah.
And Magicka, you're feeling like only multiplayer would really be the way you'd be able to tolerate it.
Yeah.
So not really a game of the week then. Just a game you played this week.
A lot of times I'll have games of the week that I don't like.
It's true.
How many games is the guy responsible for playing in a week? I mean, he's reviewing a game of the week.
Good point. I guess you're right. Game of the week doesn't necessarily suggest that it's going to be a good game, right? But when you look at Game of the Year, for instance, when those things are given away by, gaming review companies, for instance, that usually means it's a good game. So now we're clear. Game of the Week is just a game that Johnny Ray's played and has an opinion about.
Right. Also, Ian, this Magicka suffers for me because it's an action game. I really love to look at a static screen with all sorts of options in front of me.
Yep.
I'm talking about strategy games now, like Civ. Yeah, I love these turn-based games where I can look and see and plan things out. And Twitch being a game that's really reliant on your hand-eye coordination, they do not appeal to me near as much as a game like Civ or Alpha Centauri or XCOM or what's the one that you love with the mercenaries?
Oh, Jagged Alliance.
Jagged Alliance, thank you. Jagged Alliance has a new iteration out too.
No way,
Flashback.
Really? Wait, what?
Yeah, Jagged Alliance Flashback.
Oh, awesome. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, maybe we could make that a game of the week.
All right, so is there anything else you're playing at
this
time? I
try to get Ian to pay for it for you. Like, you'll play Jagged Alliance Flashback. Give him a review if he buys it. At this $10 a pop thing,
you're
going to go broke.
We've actually had listeners pony up games for Johnny Ray. Didn't somebody send you a download link or something recently?
Magicka. I didn't pay $9.99 for it.
Oh, so it was Magicka that somebody sent to you?
Yeah, Tommy F. I'm afraid to say his full name. He hasn't given me permission to do that.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good that they give a little credit where credit's due. Thank you to Tommy for sending along to Johnny Ray.
It's not like the Liberty janitor is raking in the dough here. He's doing reviews on his very best.
Well, now, okay.
He's not just here voluntarily. They're going to make him take the trash out when he's done.
We need to get Johnny Ray an email address one of these days. Because
Johnny Ray can have an email address as soon as he writes his bio and gives us a picture of him when he's four. You can go to the info section of freetalklive.com and see all of our pictures with our little bios there. I don't know how old mine is, but maybe I got to rewrite it, but and a picture of
people
us.
People keep emailing me asking how they can email Johnny Ray.
He's a twin. Somebody, for God's sake, he doesn't even need to be a picture of him. He has a brother that looks exactly like him.
You know, I wanted to say that somebody also sent me a game called How to Survive. Now this suffers on two levels. It's an action game and it's a zombie.
You can't be getting into a review right now. You're going to have to do that next week. Thanks, Johnny Ray. We'll be back tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. If you want to reach out to Johnny Ray, give him a free game. Just send me the info. I'll pass it on.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.